Coming off the weekend, time to talk sports with our friend the ump, Vin Cerullo.
Vin, there were some state banners handed out in swimming. Can you give us the update on which schools got them?
Oh, yeah, but first let me say hello to Kevin.
Hello.
Yeah, Jenna, absolutely.
Yeah,
this past weekend was full of state championship matches. So like we said, let's dive right into swimming, which was held at Yale University. The schools with the highest overall scores in their divisions was at LL, Greenwich, L, Darien, M, Pomparog, and S for Weston. Congratulations to those young ladies in swimming. In field hockey, there were only three divisions this year. The L division went to Staples. The M division went to Daniel Han, who took the banner. And in the S division, North Brantford came away with the championship this year. Looking at volleyball, which was held at East Haven High School, the winners in their respective divisions were the LL, which was Darien, L, Farmington, and M was Ram High School, and in the S division, Coventry. In girls soccer, the LL division went to St. Joe's. L went to Simsbury. M, Beacon Academy. And S went to Cromwell. And finally, in boys soccer, LL went to Hall High School. L went to East Lyme. M went to Lewis Mills, and S went to Old Saybrook. Congratulations to all the state champions that participated this past weekend.
Yeah, congrats to all of them. And I know there were some big football games too, Ben. What happened with those?
Harding lost to Foran 50-20. North Haven was a big winner over Hampden 38-7. Shelton tangled with Wilton but got nailed 28-7. And in Fairfield Prep, soundly defeated Notre Dame of West Haven 35-10 in that score.
Wow.
Taking a peek at the state football playoff, the dates are the quarterfinals will be held on November 28th. The semifinals will be played on December 3rd. And the championship will be played on December 9th for all divisions. And, of course, we have the Thanksgiving Day games coming up this Thursday. And it's a great chance to get and cheer for your schools. It's always a fun morning to
have. Yeah, it's the best. I love the Thanksgiving Day games.
No question. It's, you know, it's family. We talked about this before, and, you know, they can't do away with that game.
Right, it's true. That would be awful. It just means so much to so many people, the students, everybody. And there was some more football over the weekend here in Connecticut.
In college this past Saturday, the game, as it's called, between our Yale Bulldogs and the Crimson of Harvard. The Bulldogs came away victorious with a 23-18 win over Harvard. They've won four of their last games, and they have a record of 7-3. And our home state UConn Huskies beat up on Sacred Heart this past Saturday, 31-3, with the old gridiron up in Rentschler Field up in East Hartford.
And Vin, with all the Thanksgiving high school games coming up, do you have any favorite Thanksgiving, maybe sports memories or traditions?
Well, of course, sports-wise, always watching the football games.
Yeah.
And that's always a tradition, okay? Especially Dallas, that's the big game, and the Lions. But the thing I remember the most is getting together with family.
Yes.
Getting together with everyone and having all the food that, I can't even begin to tell you the amount of food that was on the table. and enjoying the aunts and uncles most of all.
Yeah.
So good.
And there's nothing like right post-meal when the football's on in the background. You're just sitting around the table talking to relatives maybe you haven't seen in a little while. It's the best.
Absolutely.
Thanksgiving's the best.
Oh, yeah. Without a question. Yep.
And mention of the Cowboys is very, for me, nostalgic because I didn't follow them at all. But always around Thanksgiving, you hear about the Cowboys doing something.
Yeah, yeah, the Cowboys always had. They were the first ones, actually.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Lions followed suit.
Yeah.
It's just a great tradition.
And Nate's big turkey leg.
Watching the games, no question.
Are there
about
any matchups that you're looking forward to this year?
Obviously, I'm looking forward to Staples and Greenwich because my son is the athletic director at Staples High School.
Nice.
And so we're looking forward to that and going down to Greenwich. But other than that, no.
Just the food.
Enjoying it and the food and the company and the family. It's fabulous. I love the holidays.
Yeah, me
perfect.
Too.
Say.
Yeah.
All right, well, happy Thanksgiving, Vin. I hope you have a great one. Thanks,
Kevin,
so much.
Thank you very much. And Jenna, you do the same.
Thanks, Vin.
And the listeners as well, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.